Hello and welcome to There Will Be Film. I'm Nathan Das Roberts. I'm here once again with Stuart Laws and Heidi Regan.
Hi.
I doubt it.
That may not be Stuart Laws. He's coming to the studio and he looks like him, but we're on the fence and he keeps double bluffing.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of a gag this week where I've come in the skin of another person.
He's doing a full Hannibal Lecter, yeah. Silence of the Lambs. It's very disturbing, but on brand, as it is a film podcast. Commitment to the bit. This week, our special guest is Shalika Kurup.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all good.
Have you come as yourself?
I have, unfortunately.
Nah,
here as myself, no characters.
You can try again if you want to go and like find some skin and then come back in.
Can't be asked.
Maintain the energy. Maintain that can't be asked energy for the rest of the pod.
What are some of the wackiest characters you've done in your life? Like, you know, when you've had to, like, I don't know, fit in at a party or something like that. Do you have, like, a go-to character? Like Heidi, for example, is wife guy.
Okay.
So whenever she's trying to fit in.
Bring up the old wife.
When I'm drunk, I try to convince people that I can do a really good Cockney accent.
But surely that gets found out quite quickly whether or not you can, because they just go, oh, cool, I'd love to hear it.
But I gaslight them until they're not sure what they're listening to anymore.
Oh.
So the role you play is gaslighter.
Cockney gaslighter.
But I can only do the accent if I do the lyrics to songs from My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Mm. And what's this character called?
Gaz.
Gas.
Well, were you saying guess? What my character is? Guess.
It was guess in Cockney, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Gus. Yeah, yeah. That's like Cockney for Gus.
Guess. No, I think that's like Boston guess.
Yeah.
What's the guess here?
Say hello to your mother for me.
That's what it's still Cockney.
Yeah.
I really put a pot of gas in the parade. Yeah.
Very Cockney.
Yeah. And get up them apples and pears.
We're reaching out to people in the regions. We're going outside of our metropolitan bubble. Shalika, what is your favourite film? What's the film you love more than any other?
My favourite film, I have three. Is that okay? Well, two and an anthology.
Yeah, also like about eight.
A Few Good Men, Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And Fast and Furious.
Wow.
Yes, the that's anthology. A load.
Yeah.
That's like, what, 11 films?
11 yeah. films, yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Ballsy choice.
No, it's not 11 films.
How many Fast and Furious
is there? It's going to be 12
this year. There are 10 plus the spin-off.
Yeah.
So we're talking 13 films of your favourite film.
Yeah. No, it's going to be 11.
And all of them are wrong.
Did you cry at end of Fast and Furious 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
7, when Paul Walker dies.
Was that 7?
It was 7.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I thought it was 6.
I haven't caught up since number 2.
Yeah, so Heidi went for a shit and then hasn't watched any since.
I've seen one of the recent ones that was like the wildest one where everyone was like, you got to watch this one because it's like the stunts have gone crazy.
I feel that's anything of 9 and 10.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really I can't remember crazy. Which one.
Five is a genuine masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I only saw up to 2. I watched 2 in school. It was like a rainy day, so we put on Too Fast, Too Furious in RE.
In RE.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, tell to me about that. Like, yeah, can you, in terms of like, you know, a religious education background, is there anything to say about being too fast or too furious and how that, you know, like the Old Testament God is a vengeful God.
Mm. Yeah. So, and it is all, my only understanding is it's all about family.
It is about family.
Which is
like Abraham.
Jesus, Abraham.
Yeah. Vin Diesel gave his only son.
Yes.
Paul Walker.
Yes.
Sure.
Up to the gods.
Yeah.
Gods.
They only found out about Japan quite late.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the Abrahamic religions, not Japanese religions.
I really want to get on board this metaphor. I feel like I'd love it.
Yeah, this is right up your street, aren't you?
Also, a huge amount in Fast and Furious of people are raised from the dead.
They're raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? That's the thing? Like they Lazarus in the Fast and Furious franchise?
Yeah, kind of. They weren't dead all along.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Like Jesus.
Like Jesus. It was a trick.
Yeah.
Or Satan. I don't know anything about the Bible.
Well, it's basically we're a heavy Bible podcast too fast here.
Yeah. You I think that was on the email. Yeah. You have to read the Bible. Come on.
We want to know your favorite film and all of the Bible. Not even your favorite book of the Bible.
What are your favorite 13 verses?
Leviticus.
Six. Oh,
Leviticus, I think, is just a rule list of things you can't do.
Isn't that the Ten Commandments?
No, Leviticus is quite like, it's like you cannot wear a hat inside in church. If you're a woman, you cannot bleed. You can't be unclean in a place of worship. That's big.
That's a challenge.
On that.
When I used to go to Sunday school, I'm like, good luck, Leviticus.
I got the big five down my back pocket.
And what is it about A Few Good Men, though, that makes you a favorite? Is that because at heart you're a 45-year-old divorced man?
Yes. Number one, that. Number two, really tight trousers. On Tom Cruise, and that final speech that Jack Nicholson, you want me on that wall. You hate me on that wall. That's the one.
Yeah.
He's talking about gigging. You want me on that wall when you walk into the club. He's bringing photos with him. Put me up.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time like a year ago or something.
It doesn't age well.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I've never seen it, yeah.
What's the case? I forget what the case is.
It's the two guys have accidentally killed in a hazing.
Correct.
Right, yes. Yeah.
And then they're not saying anything because of the military saying you can't say anything.
Yeah,
or something.
They were ordered to kill this, well, haze this guy because he was a little bitch.
Mm.
But then if...
Yeah, we have the same thing on these podcasts.
We get you to read the Bible, then we haze you, then we go to court.
You need me on that part.
Yeah, when you think about the case, it's pretty lame, right? Because the case is literally just, they didn't do it. They were ordered to do it.
Yeah.
But it's all like philosophical questioning what the military's role in.
Yeah. But it's also about Tom Cruise wanting to impress his dad or something. Because his dad thought he was a bad lawyer or something.
My dad thought I was a bad lawyer as well.
Every time you tried to win a court case.
It's in your name, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you went on. You'd be like, lost by name, lost by nature. Every time. They'd be like, stop coming to court.
My favorite thing I heard about A Few Good Men is that apparently Jack Nicholson would do the speech on every take, even when it wasn't his coverage. And who directed it? Is it Ron Howard?
Aaron Sorkin.
He wrote it.
Oh, really?
Oh, he didn't direct it. I can't remember who. Maybe Rob Reiner, whatever. But like, the director was like, Jack,
it was Rob Reiner.
Reiner. You don't need to do the speech every time. And Jack was like, I just love acting. He was like, it's a great speech. I'm going to keep doing it. What's the film you hate more than any other?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Ooh. I don't want to be my own cliche, but first film I went to with my wife. Stu doesn't like when I bring up my wife. I don't know which one of us he's jealous of, but it's becoming problematic.
It's homophobia.
You're jealous. All those senators are so jealous of me. What was it you didn't like about it other than like the many, I mean, because of all the many things, there's a lot of problems with it.
You're trying to ask a question. So what didn't you like apart from, you know, the things?
I think, I can't remember the film. It was really boring. I don't like films that are boring. And my boyfriend had just come back from, this was when we'd gotten back together. We took a break for a year. He'd come back from traveling for a year. And he'd come
and
to visit
me. And you couldn't handle the truth.
We sat down to, we were just like, we'll have a quiet, it was like one of the first few days back, we'll have, getting to know each other again, have a quiet night and watch a film, put the film on.
Doing it.
And we were in such, not even, I wish we were, it was so boring. And halfway through, we were in such a bad mood, we just had an argument about who hated the film more. It was the most pointless argument, and I blame that film for it.
And it's sad because isn't it by the In Bruges?
Martin McDonagh,
yeah. In Bruges is like one of my top 10 films.
That's why, that's the other reason why I was so mad. Because I love that and I love Seven Psychopaths.
Seven Psychopaths, yeah. I've watched that controversial, so many times.
Because people would say that's his worst. But I think subsequently, it's interesting. I didn't realize the backlash at the time because I really liked it.
Yeah, same here.
Was it because they thought it was too... Did they not like it being meta?
No, with Three Billboards. Yeah, it was like...
Oh, I thought we were talking about Seven Psychopaths.
This guy is being very flippant about, you know, police brutality and race relations in America. And you have this outsider perspective that is not really taken into account the black perspective on it. Yeah, basically, my problems with Saltburn. You're not the person equipped to tell this story.
Yeah.
And my problems with Jurassic Park 3.
And mine with Transformers, the entire franchise.
Realize that's what Three Billboards was about. I just thought it was like the sad lady in a bad haircut crying. I can't even remember what the movie's about.
So it was the haircut that was the most offensive part.
It was such a horrible haircut.
Well, there are a lot of sort of middle-aged ladies with bad haircuts were like, why Irish guy is not the person to tell our story? Yeah.
I genuinely can't remember anything about the film.
There were billboards.
Was there a happy ending, though?
I don't No, we're still together.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Why would I not trust you? Why? What have you done to make me think that?
So did that argument end with a handy? That's okay. Yeah, this is the kind of podcast this is.
Bibles, hand jobs.
Very confusing. What are their stances?
My poor innocent mind. Just asking a nice question.
Sorry, are you and your boyfriend still together?
Congratulations.
Despite the troubles, yeah.
And you hate the film?
Yeah, I hated the film for it.
It worked.
You saw Banshees of Inisherin and it brought you both back together. It was beautiful.
Oh, I've actually never finished Banshees of Inisherin.
Have you ever finished a film?
Yes. I finished Fugue Men 7 times.
Just want to say that sentence, if we just replay it in our minds. I've finished a Fugue Men.
Heidi, what is wrong with you today?
We've switched. It's Freaky Friday.
No, that's going to...
I'm so sorry. I've literally just met you as well.
It's going to clip out in a real bad way.
Yeah, this is the kind of podcast in about 3 to 4 months we're going to have to retrospectively take down.
Yeah. I'm writing my apology now as I make the clip. Her instincts are way off.
Please, Steve Bennett and Chortle, it was a different time.
3 to 4 weeks ago.
I put that in the description as I post it. This was done at a different time. I do not stand by the opinions I say.
You're like a little frog in like a saucepan, but turning on the heat.
No, I've taken a lot of time to listen and learn. Is there a film that's ever changed your life?
A film that has changed my life. Love Actually, I realize that every time I put on that scene where he comes back to Portugal and he's speaking Portuguese and then she says something in English and he's like, you've learned English. And she's like, you learn Portuguese. And she goes, just in cases. And I start crying every single time. It's really pathetic. But I discovered that I can't cry any other time. So if I need a cry, I'll put on Love Actually, watch that scene and I can cry.
That's the only way you can cry life?
It's been a long time since I cried.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, since December.
That's not that long.
When I watched Love Actually.
And before that, 12 years.
Like many, many years.
Do you know why that story specifically?
I think all the things that make me cry is someone making an effort and it paying off.
Mm. Oh,
I'm
that's
Asian,
nice.
So I hard work is like triggers a reward thing in my head. Nice. That's probably it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a feeling you'll be crying by the end of this podcast.
That was hard work.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I'm generally quite the same in that acts of generosity make me cry. Mm. I don't know if you ever saw Friday Night Lights, the series. There's one series of that where every single episode I cried. Like, the end credits would roll and I was alone in my room. I remember I was just going, brilliant.
But you love the font Garamond, don't you?
And that evokes tears every single time. But is there like a film that you guys, what's the last film that made you cry?
Oh, I don't know if this was exactly the last one, but the Belfast.
Mm. Right.
That made me bawl. Oh, bawled Past fast. Lives as well. I bawled.
Oh, I haven't seen Past Lives yet.
Yeah. Both of them I cried because it was like going to another country and leaving behind. That was the bit that made me cry.
Australia now.
I'm Australian, but I don't like to brag about it. Ask my wife.
I cannot. I think maybe Where the Wild Things Are.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a lot of.
I watched All of Us Strangers the other day, and I thought that was going to get me.
Mm.
I was like, here we go.
Oh,
here
yeah.
Here we fucking go. Time to feel some emotions at last. And then was like, yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of the general response I've heard of that. I was really excited, but everyone I know who's seen it was like, yeah.
It was beautiful. It was really like great and well done. But it didn't hit me like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I actually hate how cliched my answer is because it's so predictable.
If it's Paul Thomas Anderson, I'm walking out.
Is it Fast and Furious?
It was Fast and Furious because I just knew what was going to happen. Paul's going to go. It was I watched Magnolia last week and cried for 3 hours straight.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I did a double bill last week. I watched both Magnolia and The Worst Person in the World, and both made me weep the entire time.
How are you the white guy of this podcast?
And then I followed it up by watching some Dilbert. Had a great time.
This doesn't make me cry in films, but what I love in a TV show or film is when someone is an asshole and they hate each other and then they become friends. And I think one of my favorites recently was the TV show
Friends.
It's like, it's a very not memorable title. It's like the person from this country.
Right.
What's her
name? Am I being unreasonable?
So in that, there's a character that is really
unreasonable.
She hates and they're enemies. And then she just needed to understand her.
That's
and
nice.
I just loved it.
I haven't been able to watch that yet for a very weird reason. My nan died a couple of years ago, not to brag. And the woman, the undertaker, was like, we were at the funeral and she's speaking to me. She's like, oh, I hear you're a writer. Like, what are you working on? I was like, oh, you know, I just wrote for like horror histories or whatever. And she's like, yeah, my sister, her daughter was one of the co-creators of I'm a Bit Unreasonable. She's like, oh, my daughter's making a sitcom for the BBC with Daisy May Cooper. And I was like, why are you making me feel bad about my career while I'm like burying my nan? Like, so now I just feel awful for two reasons. We're now going to go on to fill in the blanks round. This is the first round where I give you a piece of film trivia and you fill in the blank. So trivia one. The noises of the animals in Avatar are actually the sound of blank.
Blue.
The sound of blue.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm.
The band, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Lee Ryan.
Yeah.
It's definitely Lee Ryan. It's not Simon Webb.
No,
do you know what? I was shocked by that. I was like, yeah, great. But Heidi's reaction to it was just so like, oh. I was like, oh, maybe I've misunderstood what it is.
No, that was, I knew what you meant.
Yeah. I was like, is this your safe words to get out of the pod?
Blue.
Is it the sound of fucking nerds, but being it's slowed down so much? Stupid fucking nerds.
Oh, I think it's the sound of nerds fucking. That's what you meant.
Is it the sound of what James Cameron hears when a woman speaks?
I don't know much about him, but I've picked up from that.
Kind of yes and no, because the sound is the sound of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
Is it actually?
No. Yeah, which I think is so fucking bullshit. That's so, you wait years for technology to catch up with you so you can make an Avatar movie. It takes you like 4 or 5 years to make a movie. And but for the sound, you're like, let's just get the stuff from Jurassic Park.
Did they just like copy and paste the sound and you can hear like the soundtrack from a Jurassic Park as well?
And you can hear some of like Sam Neill's dialogue.
Yeah. Run!
Let's go faster.
Like clever, get.
Which, of course, the T-Rex, though, is a mixture of, like, an elephant, some crocodiles. It's like
toilet flushing.
Toilet flushing. Simon Webb.
Turtles fucking.
The original Madame Webb.
Oh, please, Madame Webb is my mother's name.
All right.
Trivia 2. In The Big Lebowski, Julia Moore wore a fake blank.
She wore a fake smile because she was acting. And she announced it every time. She'd be like, guys, that was fake.
And they're like, cut. Okay, you need to not do that when we're in the scene.
After every line, she says, I don't believe that myself.
It was a different time. I don't stand by this.
These reviews don't reflect Julia Moore or her subsidiaries in any way.
She wore a fake Jeff Bridges bodysuit the entire film.
She was clumping it.
See, I actually believe that because I can't remember Julianne Moore being in The Big Lebowski at all.
Yeah, I can't.
Really? Yeah, I didn't.
None of us remembered.
And that's it's a democracy,
sure she's
so she's not.
Yeah. She's just not. We've taken her out.
Yeah.
It's, what's that effect? You remember something wrong?
Mandela,
yeah. Where you think it turns out Julianne Moore is actually Nelson Mandela the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she actually in The Big Lebowski?
Maud Lebowski, she plays Big Lebowski's daughter. She's the artist with the bob cut.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't even picture it.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe this will jog your memory. Because in the film, she is nude and or a fake butt. Which I didn't know you could get fake butts to wear.
Oh, you can because Tom Cruise wears them.
Does he?
Yeah, he had one in Mission Top Gun 2. Sorry.
Mission Top Gun 2.
Yeah, Mission Top Gun 2.
Wait, in what context? His butt was never exposed.
There's a scene where he's like crawling. Maybe it's Mission Impossible. I'm pretty sure it's Top Gun, where he's crawling through the mud or something. And a bunch of people are like, his ass is fake. And people are like, he's wearing a fake butt.
Because it's too juicy.
Yeah. Not even kidding. Yeah, people, the butt theory is it's significant in the Top Gun universe, actually.
Mission Impossible 2 juicy.
I'll say this. I have done several nude scenes, but only from the neck up.
For the listeners, Stu is stark bollock naked right now. We're now going to go into the big pitch, where we pitch a sequel to a film which should never have a sequel. And this week we're going to pitch a sequel to Ridley Scott's Oscar-winning Gladiator.
Okay. Bollywood rules number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally.
He is.
I thought you were just saying the same thing, like, Bollywood rules.
Yeah.
Bollywood rules. I want to say that.
Hollywood rules. Okay, this is a lot of energy you're coming in with.
No, it's a Bollywood remake. The Gladiator who dies is reincarnated, because while he's dying, the king's wife is giving birth to a baby, so his soul transfers to the soul of that baby.
Nice.
Because down the line, the baby keeps like waking up with like flashbacks from a life he never lived.
Are we talking Maximus, like Russell Crowe's soul?
Yeah, gluteus, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's yeah, yeah.
Gluteus Maximus. Yeah.
His soul is in whatever that king's prince, evil guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen The Gladiator since 2010. So
it's as in the
Joaquin Phoenix's character.
Joaquin Phoenix's
Emperor Commodus.
Yes.
So he's had a child.
Yeah.
The child Commodus is now going 64. To take revenge.
So because he died, so he spunked in someone.
What?
Before.
Why are you saying it like that?
I was freaking out. I'm having a sugar crash. I couldn't think of the right way to articulate
had
it.
Had a child.
But I'm saying, but this happened like so.
Do you go to baby showers very often?
Yeah, but I always have a Coke beforehand.
Okay, so you don't say like, all right, who spunked in who? Come clean, because one of you did.
So, he's coming someone.
Oh, what?
Yes.
And I'm going back to that. That's where we're picking up. Commodus's son is Maximus's soul.
Soul, yes.
Yeah.
Commodus.
And he
is what he's called.
And he
ends up in India?
No, this is all in wherever Gladiator is.
Yeah. Famously Rome. How was that vague?
Because I always get it confused with Braveheart.
Yes,
Colosseum, where it. The fuck is this happening? It could be anywhere.
I get Gladiator, Braveheart, and Passion of the Christ confused regularly. So I don't know what I've watched at any point in time.
I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm watching.
you really do need to read that Bible we've provided you with. It's going to clarify a lot.
So, the baby has the soul of a 40-year-old gladiator / ex-army general.
Yes.
And he's just trying to get by at school. But
no,
he's
an adult, though. It's in the future.
Oh, it's in the future.
But he's been plagued by these memories.
Yeah.
And flashbacks that he can't explain until he starts seeing them more frequently and then realizes he's been reincarnated.
And then he's like, I guess if I have been reincarnated, I should make amends with my father. And it's a very...
But his father is dead.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm going to tag into the pitch.
Yeah.
So the baby, it finds that it's reincarnated, but now has very conflicted feelings because there's a bit of a frisson with Maximus and the lady, whose name I can't remember.
Ah,
so
embarrassing.
This character, baby, as he becomes a man, starts to have those feelings return for his aunt. And it's a very tricky situation where he's like,
Oh, right, yeah, okay, I'm catching up with the character. This is the most confusing pitch ever because none of us know any characters' names.
Well, we do. We've got Commodus, we've got Maximus, and we've got the lady.
So we've got the reincarnation, we've got that plot set out.
Yeah.
Are we following any other Bollywood rules?
It's a musical.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Heidi, you're going to sing one of the main songs right now?
No. Yes and no.
Of course, it's very long as well.
Oh, like 4 hours.
Yeah.
How much time of that is dedicated to singing?
Every time something dramatic happens, there has to be a song. That's how that works.
Yeah.
And how many dramatic things are you thinking of happening?
82.
Well, he has to... 82.
Yeah.
82. Okay,
it's the same as like in stand-up comedy, every point of information has to have a joke.
Mm.
Every dramatic moment has to have a song.
Yeah.
And there's so many dramatic moments in the very first minute.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, when Back to the Future, where it's like, you know, a shot of a clock. That's quite a dramatic moment.
Yeah.
So you'd have a song about the clock.
Yes. You're getting it. That's exactly it.
Gets a skateboard. Yeah. Song about the skateboard.
Yeah.
So there's a skateboard in the world of Gladiator 2. But I like this. I like 82 because, as you know, my favourite film is Magnolia, and there's a running motif where the numbers 82 are throughout the film.
Yes, that was intentional.
So this is to appeal to me. So this is canonically...
Paul Thomas Anderson is the reincarnation of... The Gladiator,
and this is all about this is almost like a sort of a spiritual predecessor to Magnolia, because as you know, that's all about fate and how strange things happen all the time. And it's fate. This baby has been reincarnated into the cum child of Emperor Commodus.
Ruined it.
And these. And at the end of the movies. End of the movie, it will rain frogs because it's very biblical, and this is all tying in to the Bible.
And the frogs raining is how Rome eventually fell.
Yes.
As we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about family.
Yes. So.
Oh. Green light that baby.
Where is my green light? That's green light.
And it's all in Hindi. Everyone speaks Hindi in Rome.
Yeah.
But with a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
No, where's
Russell
from? Yeah. No, that's fine.
We're in Braveheart again.
Who was also an Australian. It all
comes together.
Yeah.
It all comes together.
That's a tagline.
This is beautiful. You've got the green light. For the final round, we're going to do the punch up, where you share a awkward situation that you've experienced recently, and we're sort of going to punch it up into a movie to help you find closure. So is there something weird that's happened to you recently that you feel safe to share?
I went to a friend's Thanksgiving party, and which was also on my birthday, so I got very drunk. I stood in a circle. She had everyone say one thing we're thankful for, but said no one can repeat anyone else's answer. Which is already bullshit.
Yeah.
First guy goes, he's American, he's like, hi, my name is Alan, and I'm thankful for friends and family.
Oh,
and I was just
God.
Like, dickhead, out in front of everyone. And,
you said dickhead?
Out loud. It was very embarrassing. And my boyfriend had to nudge me, and my friend spilled his drink down himself laughing. It was very...
But was there a happy ending?
Yeah, everyone got in a circle and sucked each other off.
Yeah,
arms,
yeah.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving circle jerk.
So right. Yeah, the founding fathers. Circle jerk.
Just like the original Thanksgiving.
So, and did he, what was his reaction when you said dickhead?
He said, I don't know why I'm being punished for being sincere.
Oh, ooh, fucking nice. American, man.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's called, the film's called Thanks, It's Giving Circle Jerk. and
he's a jerk.
Yeah. He's an absolute jerk, right?
He's a jerk of the circle.
Yeah, he was the jerk in that circle.
So like a rival where, you know, it's a circular structure.
Made out of? Okay, I'll leave it, just leave it on the table. Just let everyone fill it in with their imaginations.
It's a film that makes more sense when you watch it backwards the next day.
Mm, like Hotel California.
Yes.
The song?
Yeah.
Mm.
Isn't it satanic if you sing it backwards?
Is it?
I didn't know that.
I think every song is satanic if you sing it backwards.
Fair point.
Yeah. Except Happy Birthday.
And any song by Blue.
But basically, it's the story of someone accepting the path of least resistance, right? So they got to go first. So instead of offering something specific and allowing other people to benefit from having options like friends and family, he deliberately made it more difficult for everyone else. So it's about making decisions in your life to not just make everything super easy. It's about sort of making your life more interesting, of taking the path of more resistance so as to have a richer life. Thanks, It's Giving Circle Jerk.
I was thinking we should flash back and find out who his friends and family are. Like his friends with Myra Hindley, his friends with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I like that. So like, then we have the last laugh on this circle jerk.
It's rated 15.
And really?
Yeah, there's three nude scenes, but they're all fake butts. But they've put the butt in the wrong place. Instead of abs, they've got butt. And penis is fully visible.
And you see that when...
And you learn a lot about Thanksgiving.
Like someone puts their hand in the air and their T-shirt rides up and it's just full butt.
Yeah, thanks. Thanksgiving circle jerk.
People just repeat that throughout. Do you feel better?
What did you give thanks for?
I said, thank you for having me here on my birthday.
Well, you took the path of least resistance.
You need to watch this film.
Dick. thanks so much for coming in. As we wrap up, have you got anything you want to plug?
Just follow me on Instagram.
What's your
Where can we find you?
At Shalaka Korup. I'm going to have to type it out for people.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I can spell that.
Yeah, you will, the listeners, you're going to have to type that out for yourself. Yeah. We can't do that for you.
Stand your own two fucking feet.
We can walk you to the well, but you can't make you drink, all right? Thanks so much for listening to this episode of There Will Be Film. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay, bye.